If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
I have to begin by saying 250 million Americans are not garbage. Crooked Joe Biden finally said what he and Kamala really think of our supporters. He called them garbage. No way. No way. My response to Joe and Kamala is very simple. You can't lead America if you don't love Americans.
Just to clarify, he was not calling Trump supporters garbage. Look, the president wanted to clarify because he understood that what he may have said was being, he understood that what he was saying was to being taken out of context.
Okay. Out of context. Here's what he said. Uncut.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization is seen as unconscionable and it's un-American.
Yeah, that's pretty unequivocal. And if it were 2020 and it wasn't for X being able to amass, wow, this has done over 100 million views, this video. If it wasn't for X, the media would probably get away with this lie. They're used to just telling a lie like this and then disappearing the quote in their media reporting. But they can't. They can't move. They can't budge. They can't lie. And without lying, folks, does it seem like the left is terribly out of sorts to you? Does it seem like that? Does it seem like whatever they touch turns to crap? Which, by the way, it has not been that way, has it? For a very long time. They've worked in perfect, almost ice cold lockstep. Their major lies spun together in larger webs called narratives that create entire fake realities. Think COVID, lockdowns, masks, mass death, except it didn't happen. Entire societies terrified into destroying their economies. Think of the power of the lie. The power of the lie that you literally terrified Americans. Half of them went to the polls in 2020 thinking that Putin had at least some control over Donald Trump. They're used to just spewing this stuff and making things go away, and they can't. If they seem out of sorts, that's why. If it seems like suddenly everything's blowing up in their face in a way that's almost hilarious, that's why. Why? Because all they do is lie. And their lies, you know, when I started in radio, their lies were, hey, socialized medicine's great. Oh, yeah, people are healthier under socialized medicine. They were singular lies. Now they spin entire realities built on series of lies spun out over months, sometimes even years, like with Russia collusion, all based on one central tenet. There is no powerful fact checker to which the majority of people have access until now. And when all you know to do is lie, because everything you actually do is pure destruction based on A, hatred of capitalism, B, hatred of freedom, and then C, hatred of anybody who loves or respects or wants to be a part of these things, you have to lie. You cannot tell the truth. There's nothing you can say. You cannot change who you are. And when your ability to lie goes away, it all falls apart. And that's what's happening. For years, so many of you have said to me, Tara, you tell us all the time the problems, the struggles, the bad things, but you don't tell us how to fix them. And I just bang my head against the bloody spot, against the wall. They all get fixed one simple way. We have equal access to the battleground of ideas. We're allowed to get on the field and fight. We aren't stuck in the parking lot which makes what's about to happen, whatever it is, so fascinating. There's one key thing going on here. This is central to the fight. It is the whole fight. You know, I'm obsessed with the First Amendment. Some of you roll your eyes. I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on social media. I don't care what they do. Yeah, well, they already won with you. You're gone. That's the goal. But I want you to understand why it was. I want to remind you of why we won in 2016. Think about the number 10. I'll never forget this. In the days after Hillary's shocking loss, this stat came out that Donald Trump had defeated her using the media. She had a much better grassroots on the ground structure. He had very little in the way of that. But number 10, 10 times the clicks, 10 times the shares. That's how Donald Trump won. Nobody has ever more effectively used social media and social media video than Donald Trump did in 2016. And if you listen to me then, you know I raved on and on and on about this. And by December of 2016, a month before Trump ever even took office, I said they will come like hounds of hell for social media. And at the time, you began to see the beginning of it with the FBI launching an investigation into Breitbart for alleged Russia collusion, which we now know they knew there was no Russian activity of any kind. There weren't even Russian bots. They made the whole thing up and they began their campaign of terror against conservative media. Remember at the time the stats, because they were staggering. If you look at the top 100 websites in the United States of America, not news websites, websites, period. For the first time, Breitbart, The Gateway Pundit, Daily Caller were beating out sites like bankofamerica.com, homedepot.com, walmart.com. And those conservative powerhouse sites, or they were back then, those conservative powerhouse sites were for the first time beating every single major media outlet website on earth, with the exception of MSN.com and the New York Times. And those were running at parity. And he won. He won for one simple reason. It's not because he's Trump, although that's part of it. It's because for the first time in modern history, we were on the battlefield of ideas. Now, if you weren't on the battlefield of ideas, you didn't have a social media account, or you did, but you only share pictures of your grandkids, that's okay. Because we were there. We were fighting. We were slugging it out. I was posting and reposting his stuff at that point till 1, 2 a.m. in the morning. And I'd get so tired sitting there, and my husband would take over and he'd keep posting in my name. I mean, at one point we were posting around the clock. And that was the power of that. Individuals who understood things could have power and project into that world. And if what they had to say was worthwhile, and what Trump had to say was worthwhile, you could win. You could be allowed to win. And for the first time, remember what we learned from Trump, because this was radical at the time. Up until then, the deep state controlled us. They controlled the right with propaganda. They did. And remember, they would say, America, and we'd go to war. We'd believe anything. I mean, crazy things. Like, we got to get this guy Saddam Hussein, who had nothing to do with 9/11, because weapons of mass destruction. But he doesn't have anything to do with 9/11. And he's not even a Muslim. He renounced that. He's a socialist. He's a secularist. Why do we have to? But see, we couldn't ask those questions back then because they had total control. And so for decades, the deep state, there's some version of it, has had control. That complex of big media, big defense, and then entering into that big tech. And it all ended with Donald Trump. And for the first time, he was able to gore sacred oxes, to ask to Republicans, who, by the way, very much were the party of war. The Democrats are now, you know, do we want to do this? Does any of this even make sense? He was able to question both universal truths on the right and the left for the first time. They called it populism, but it really wasn't. It was almost something else. And by January of 2017, before he was sworn in, if you were with me then, you remember this because I was obsessed. I said, they'll take his accounts. They have no choice. They'll take his accounts. And it all happened. If it seems I'm a little obsessed with X, it's because I am. It is the only reason that Trump is in this race and that he's running neck and neck with her. He shouldn't be. Well, he would be if we still had that same free-willing media environment, social media environment that we did in 2016. Let me tell you why. And people cringe when I say that. No, no, it's Trump. No, it's not. If no one can hear Trump, it doesn't matter who Trump is or isn't, or even what he says. It doesn't matter. And when Elon Musk bought X, we immediately became more free than we were in 2020 when they had almost a total lock and stranglehold on social media. And so Trump was able to be heard again, but so were all of his amplifiers, all of us. There are two critical kinds of amplifiers. They're equally important. The future of America depends on them. The first kind are accounts like DC Drano that has over a million followers, bigger audience at any given time than CNN does. And it's just some guy. Cat Turd, again, just some guy. It's a shocking level of freedom. Humanity has never seen this before. But there's a second kind of influencer who's just as powerful. When you sign up for X, it gives you an option to click a button and let it into your phone to go through all your contacts. I know this is counterintuitive, but do that if you join. Why? Because if you're posting something and people who know you see it because you've then automatically followed them, they follow you back, there's an extra level of credibility there, even if you've only got 158 followers. If they know you personally and there's tens, 20 millions of people doing that, then you know what? That works too. It's power is in number. We can win. And it shows we can even win demographics of votes we couldn't. Let me give you an example. By 2020, 20% of black men voted for Trump. That's never happened before. And that's with all the social media algorithms turned.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable. And instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Against us. They are literally so terrified of us that the EU's Digital Service Act says that if Elon Musk does not allow the censorship in every other social media outlet and search engine, the big ones anyway, have already given in, literally says if Elon Musk doesn't allow their bureaucrats to censor and censor Americans, that eventually a digital screen will go up identical to the one in China and X won't be able to penetrate it and the European people will be locked inside. That's how afraid they are. Now, folks, I want to give you chills because that is the world. We will be able to put that world back. That world of 2016 in which Donald Trump won because that world existed. And I even know when it ended 2 days before the 2016 election. Something happened to me personally. I was growing in leaps and bounds on Facebook. Tens of thousands of followers back then. I used to add, at the time it ended, I was adding about 1,000 followers a week on Facebook. I was on fire. And I'll never forget it. It was about 2 days before the 2016 election. I went to post another political post. And when go, I would click and click and click and click, but it was at work. And I figured, well, something's wrong with my computer. I went home and tried to post it there. It wouldn't post. Came back, I thought maybe Facebook's overwhelmed, too much data on it. Came back hours later, couldn't do it. And then for the heck of it, I went, what would happen if I posted like a cat video? Went up immediately. It wasn't a political post. At the time, this was in 2016. I had 29,000 followers on Facebook. And I'd reached the point where, again, I was adding on average about 1,000 a month. 29,000. You know how many I have today? It's 2004. 8 years later, I have 30. I've added 1,000 followers in 8 years. I was adding 1,000 followers a month. They've stolen what should be my business. They've stolen my voice. And in the process, they've stolen your voice too, whether they ever censored you at all. And so when the media tried to clean up the garbage gaffe the way they always do with lies and misinformation. Oh, yeah, he had a plural possessive there. It's just a grammar misunderstanding. Yeah, yeah. No. He was taken out of context. Normally that would have worked and they could have buried it. In 2020, it would have worked because the FBI, which we now know, built a backdoor into social media, would have just simply censored it to oblivion and it would have gone away. But they can't make it go away. That simple fact makes their newscast look ridiculous. They look like silly propagandists sent out by the Politburo. Because you can just go on X and check and laugh, and then you watch them and you can see the lies, and they're not scary anymore. They're just silly and funny and ridiculous, clown-like. Like, take this, for example, from Nora O'Donnell.
He landed in Green Bay just a short time ago and then pulled this campaign stunt, speaking to reporters from a garbage truck. Proof that he and his supporters are giving no grace to a gaffe by President Biden, where he, in his explanation, inadvertently called Trump supporters garbage. This, of course, was in response to that racist joke about floating garbage told at a Trump rally just last weekend.
No, Joe Biden didn't misspeak, and we're not the bullies for twisting what he said. He said what he said. And those who've seen it, which is now the whole country, thanks to X, know that. And it wasn't a racist joke, because trash knows no race. And if you listen to talk radio or you go on social media, you learn who initially accused Puerto Rico of being a floating island of trash. That would be Joe and Kamala Harris. Their EPA is currently suing Puerto Rico because of its trash problem. They have a very corrupt government there, and they didn't bother to follow, well, pretty much any of the federal law around landfills, like basic stuff. Like, you got to line the landfills so the toxic sludge and waste doesn't seep into your drinking water. 20 million pounds of it a year seeps into their drinking water. It's a massive problem. And because they haven't dug new ones and now they're overpiled in violation of federal law, parts of the island are literally in a stench. Other areas that long since should have been buried have not been. It is quite literally a floating island of garbage. Exactly as the comedian said, and exactly as Joe and Kamala's EPA accused Puerto Rico of being in court. Something the mainstream media, Nora O'Donnell, knows, given that NPR, The Washington Post, The New York Times, Associated Press have all covered Puerto Rico's trash problem. He wasn't talking about the people. They know that. Want to pause here for just a moment to thank those who make this podcast possible. PhD Weight Loss. I really appreciate their support and the 29 pounds that I've lost and the fact that I'm coming up on my 2-year anniversary. In my bathroom is my special scale. I never had any idea there was a scale like this. It doesn't just measure my BMI and my weight, and I keep constant track of my weight to make sure I'm always on target. It also keeps track of my visceral fat. See, I know as long as it's in proper range that it's going to be much easier to keep the weight off because I'm not going to have those cravings I get when I have too much visceral fat. Why? Because the visceral fat, it's like an alien in your body. It makes its own hormones. It secretes them. Those hormones can slow down your metabolism and cause you to have more cravings than you would normally have. Now, folks, you always have to be disciplined in maintaining your weight. I have to work at it. I'm not going to lie to you. But it's so much easier with the visceral fat down to a manageable level. That's why I'm pretty obsessed with keeping track of where it is. But yeah, don't worry about this. You'll learn it all when you go to PhD Weight Loss. It's myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you. That's myphdweightloss.com. You could do it from any state in the nation. Myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. In the meantime, you can reliably, predictably know what the left is doing and planning by whatever they're accusing us of. So listen to this. what Kamala Harris just said.
Unlike Donald Trump, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy. He wants to put them in jail. I'll give them a seat at the table.
But what is the Democrat Party actually planning? What are they actually promising? Here's Hillary Clinton promising to put those with whom the Democrats disagree in jail. And after her, Kamala Harris explaining how not only will Donald Trump and people like him not have a seat at the table, they will not be able, not be allowed to have social media accounts on any platform. In fact, she says, if we decide to take you off one, you should be automatically taken off all of them.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda, and whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence, because
He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
So when these Democrats say Trump will put you in prison for disagreeing, they mean they will. And when Kamala Harris says there'll be a place for you at the table, she means the table in the prison mess hall.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.